This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And when it comes to going through cancer, it can take quite a toll on your body, but exercise can likely help you deal with some of the side effects and the symptoms. I'm joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. Lisa, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jordan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. A very common kind of cancer is prostate cancer. And how common is it?
Yeah, so like you said, quite common. So prostate cancer affects 1 in 6 Australian men. So it is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men. And we see quite a bit of it in our clinic with our older generation. By far the biggest cancer we see in our male clients. So it is characterised by an uncontrolled rate of cell growth within the prostate, but it has the potential to spread to the rest of the body. So quite serious, as are all cancers. There are various treatments that men undergo to reduce the size of the cancer. And once that initial cancer treatment is complete, men sometimes continue with hormone deprivation therapy called androgen deprivation therapy to reduce the chances of reoccurrence. And that's what we'll chat about today.
Right. So what is androgen deprivation therapy?
Yeah, so basically the prostate cancer needs male hormones, including androgens such as testosterone, to thrive, so it uses it to grow. This means that one of the main types of drug therapy for this disease is androgen deprivation therapy, as these medications aim to reduce or block the effects of that hormones. So whilst it can be a really effective treatment, reducing the amount of testosterone in the man's body, but it also has significant side effects. So symptoms can include weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and menopause-like symptoms. But as you said, the good news is exercise can help.
So I guess what are those menopause symptoms men might be seeing?
Well, it's kind of more that, you know, that I guess, you know, females have a greater percentage of body fat and a lower percentage of muscle mass. And so that's where, like, it kind of heads that way for men with the symptoms from ADT.
Right, okay. So talking about exercise is your field of expertise. How can it help?
Yeah, so there are a number of ways that exercise can help. One of the first is that it can help to decrease fatigue. So although it may sound counterintuitive, the research shows that progressive exercise, slowly building up to 150 minutes a week of aerobic exercise, is the best medical management strategy to reduce fatigue. So it's really important to learn how to regulate how much exercise you do, depending on how you feel. So when we deal with clients undergoing cancer treatment or post-cancer treatment, we always modify the exercise as to how they're feeling on the day. But if we can, slowly building that exercise up will help to decrease their fatigue.
And, I imagine that when it comes to cancer, you're probably, like you said, you're losing muscle mass with the part of this treatment. Exercise, obviously, is the solution to building muscle.
Yeah. So ADT and the lack of testosterone can impact day-to-day capacity for men, can affect their endurance and their ability to do things that they want to be doing, like, you know, working out in the shed or mowing the lawn or in the garden, etc. So exercise can help to improve muscle size and strength. And the sooner men start, once they start the ADT therapy, the sooner they start exercise, the less capacity they stand to lose. So getting in contact with somebody and starting pretty quickly is always a good way to go.
Is that the same, starting exercise sooner can keep that body fat down as well?
Yeah, so unfortunately the increased abdominal fat and reduced muscle size are the typical side effects of being on ADT, but exercise can help to lessen these changes. So the research shows that men who complete 2 to 3 sessions of progressive resistance training each week will help to minimise the loss in muscle mass and strength if they're on short-term ADT therapy. But for men who are on that longer-term, talking a couple of years type thing on ADT, they actually might need to do some changes around their diet as well to see improvement in their body fat too.
And how else can exercise help?
Well, ADT also affects bone mineral density, so it can decrease our bone mineral density, or men's bone mineral density. So this can lead to osteoporosis and bone fractures. But doing 2 sessions of resistance training each week can help to reduce those losses in bone density. So it all kind of works together, you know, improving muscle mass, improving the bone strength as well.
So really, it sounds like if you're keeping up your exercise while on ADT, you're giving yourself the best chance at a comfortable time while on the treatment.
Yeah, so Yeah, there are a number of different side effects from the treatment, and some of those are actually an increased risk of developing other metabolic conditions such as type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease and high blood pressure. So we know that exercise has a positive effect on all of those. So there's really great research that says that it can have positive effects on people's blood sugar, cholesterol and triglycerides when they're undergoing ADT therapy, and it can help to protect against those cardiometabolic diseases that can be a high risk for this population.
Right, well, yeah. There you go. Some nice tips there for anyone who is going through that kind of treatment. And I guess, well, when it comes to type 2 diabetes, that's something we can talk about next week for Diabetes Awareness Week.
Yeah, perfect. Sounds great.
All right, so that was Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.